to Weekly Seasonal Today. Let's get to it with today's topic, top TV shows on Amazon Prime. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. If you're looking for something new to watch, you've come to the right place as these are the best shows on Amazon to watch right now. We've compiled a list of the best shows you can watch right now on Amazon Prime Video without the need for a separate subscription. For this guide, we decided to compile a list of the best Amazon Prime Video TV shows to binge watch that the service has released since 2013. Meredith scoured all streaming services to find the best shows on each to help you narrow down your search for your next binge. Here's a list of the top shows currently streaming on Amazon Prime Video. We've prepared the best Amazon Prime Video original series and Amazon Prime Video programming guide for you. Save this page to your favorites because we'll be updating our list of the best Amazon Prime shows as new series come out and new results become available. Unfortunately, the current TV library on Amazon Prime no longer includes older HBO shows and some CBS or FX series, but it does include series that air on PBS Masterpiece and many UK and US TV channels. Classic TV shows, all included with your Amazon Prime subscription. Amazon Prime may not have as many original series as its streaming rivals, but it has a decent catalog and the ability to add various niche services like Showtime, Stars, BritBox, and more. Amazon Prime has a growing catalog of original series, including Emmy-winning shows, and HBO's most comprehensive catalog of hits on the streaming service. Amazon continues to produce premium TV series with an ever-increasing number of originals, including shows that have already aired across multiple seasons, such as The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, those that have been updated with new seasons, such as The Wild Ones, and new series, such as Underground Railway. Not only does Amazon Prime have a ton of original comedy, drama, and other TV shows, but it also has popular episodes from other networks streamed on Amazon Prime. In fact, Prime Video already has an Emmy-winning TV show, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Transparency is also the streaming service's first show to win a Golden Globe for Best Series, which arguably bodes well for the future of Amazon's original content. Goliath was nominated for multiple industry awards, and Billy Bob Thornton won a Golden Globe for Best Actor in a TV Series. Damage was a huge success, receiving positive reviews from critics and being nominated for several industry awards. Overall, Disaster has been well received by critics and nominated for several industry awards, including a Peabody and an Emmy. Curb Your Enthusiasm has been critically acclaimed since its release and has been nominated for and won numerous industry awards such as the Golden Globe for Best TV Series, Musical or Comedy. The show won the 2018 Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Comedy Series, and its star Rachel Brosnahan also won Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series that same year. The X-Files was a hit on the Fox network and received many positive reviews and prestigious awards. For those of you who are not familiar with the series, this is an American science fiction drama series that aired in 1993. It's just this week's fun detective episode hosted by Tony Shalhoub. It's an exciting show, but worth mentioning. Tales of the Ring is an anthology series where people living on the ring learn how to deal with its mysteries. This gem of a show a few years ago is easy to see at its best. The best part about it all is that A Very English Scandal is incredibly short hours with just 3 episodes. This new show starring Al Pacino will remind you a bit of Inglourious Basterds, but this new show is a very dark and serious work at the same time. It's lost some spark over the years, but there's something to watch in all 4 seasons of the hit US network show, with the first 3 already available on Amazon. The Man in the High Castle was one of Amazon's first major titles, and even though the series ended in November 2019, it still has a loyal following. It took a while for Americans to get the respect they deserve at the awards show, but critics have consistently called it one of the best dramas on the radio. Parks and Recreation was named the number one TV series of 2012 by Time magazine. A second season was quickly established thanks to the commercial success of the first series, and Damages has since become one of the top TV shows on Amazon Prime. According to Nielsen, season 2 of The Boys was the first non-Netflix show to reach the top 10 in streaming viewership, recording a total of over 891 million minutes watched. When lists of the best shows of the 2010s are published on any network or streaming service, it will be on most of them. This list has everything from cult comedies to procedural dramas to supernatural shows and more, so there's something for everyone. From time to time, knock on Amazon Original, which deserves attention. Also, what many don't realize is that Amazon also hosts various online series, including single seasons or, in some cases, entire series of library titles.
This has been Weekly Seasonal, Episode 2. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.